Hello, goddesses, and welcome to this episode of Unmasking with Immodesty. I am Immodesty Blaze, and this is the podcast where I invite a special guest to come and unmask with me and tell the world their truth. So, without further ado, this episode is inspired by pregnancy. Why? Well, I read an article a few weeks ago that was incredibly refreshing, and it was talking about the TV personality Mylene Klass, who had chosen to do a naked photo shoot in her glorious nudity with her baby bump, talking about what a magical experience pregnancy is. And there were interviews with other pregnant women, and there was this one particular incredibly fresh voice that rang out saying, you know what, yes, pregnancy is a magical time, but it's also a very confusing time. And wouldn't you just know it, I knew this lady. We already knew each other from performing on the stage in burlesque. She is a burlesque performer who is now in pregnancy retirement. And without further ado, welcome to the episode, Brazen Bijou, Amy Jo Webster.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. And just for a little bit of background for everyone, we'd already met performing in a UK show, and you also work in the field of talent management. So an all-round talented lady who's working in the media in a very body-conscious environment. Well, probably one of the most body-conscious environments and industries we can work in. And and what I loved was your incredibly frank voice. And I think for young mums and first-time mums and young girls who are looking to have a baby and probably are thinking, this is a time when I get to be glowing and it's all magical, I love the fact that you were a voice of reason saying, you know what, let's just get this out there. It's not all unicorns and kittens.
No, definitely not. I mean, it is for some, but it's definitely not for others. And I fit into the others category.
So, I'm just going to go back to that article. Mm-hmm. And you said, I'm just going to give a little quote. You said, the process of my body growing and changing out of my control has felt unnerving at times. And you said that you felt like you become public property, strangers suddenly think they can comment on your looks, touch your belly. And you said that the thing you struggled with most was stretch marks, because yes, that's what's needed to create another human being, but I don't have to love them.
Yeah, I think that's probably been the biggest issue for me, because I started getting them around 16 weeks, which is really quite early. But I did kind of know deep down that I would get them. I do think it is good today that they do try and, for a lot of people, they paint it in a positive, you know, like, these are my tiger stripes, I'm a warrior woman, you know. And yes, you are, because you're growing a human, but that doesn't mean you have to look down at your stretch marks and say they're beautiful, because there's plenty of pregnant women who have babies who don't get any stretch marks. And I think I'd speak probably for most women saying, if you have the choice of having stretch marks or not having stretch marks, you'd go with not having them. So whilst I do have them, I accept them, and I accept them, and that's what my body had to do to have a baby. But I'm not going to sit there and dress them up and make them these beautiful things. They're covered literally like claw marks across my entire stomach, and they're only getting worse each day, especially now I'm into the last 2 weeks. And it's just something I'm having to accept, but I'm not quite at the stage to say that I'm going to love them, no.
But I think, you see, that's the thing with, you know, the way that we are kind of conditioned to feel like our body lets us down, and that we have to love every single change. But in fact, change is a process of transformation. And we do have growing pains, literally and figuratively, as we change as women, because our bodies go through so many changes in life. And I think there's this intolerance to letting our minds actually catch up with our bodies as they transform, and actually coming around to acceptance. And I think that that is quite a thing, that, you know, for us to be a warrior woman, we have to just be in love at every stage. But there is a period of grace where we can just say, look, I have to surrender to this, you know, just give me a moment to kind of catch up with that, you know.
Yeah, definitely, because I think also as well with women's bodies over time, they change gradually over years and years. And, you know, I've always had a bit of a belly, but over time it's become less of an issue. But with pregnancy, you're thrown into something that's 9 months long, that every single day and every single month there is changes to your body. And it's, you don't have time to realise that something's happened before the next thing's happening. And you can't straight away go, oh, I love it, that's good, that's beautiful. It's too quick for you to take in the process. And the minute I've got to the end of this labour and the baby comes out, I'm going to be left with an entirely new body that, again, I'm going to have to learn about. And, you know, there'll be probably some changes that I don't mind, but they're, of course, going to be changes that I don't. Like, I've got big boobs as it is, and I think, well, after this, I don't know where they'll be left sitting. So I've got to try and adapt to that. So it's not a process of when you of learning to love yourself over years. It's something that's very dramatic over a short amount of time. I think you take a lot of adjusting to.
I think that's a really important message to get out to women who this is their first time. And and also, I mean, the reason why I even wanted to do this episode is for women who haven't been through it yet, or this is their first time, because I can be curious in asking you about this, because I haven't been able to carry full term. So even me, I haven't experienced it. So I guess I can ask you these questions with the eyes of somebody who's saying, wow, I haven't gone through that. Tell me what's that like. And is there even a way you can even convey what it's like for a first time mum? I mean, give me a few of the physical symptoms that you've gone through on these 9 months, because you've only got 2 weeks to go. So you've been through them all.
Yes, I have. I feel like, and again, it's different for everyone. And I think that's why it's sometimes hard. You get other people's stories of what their pregnancy is like, and you can't compare it to what your own will be like, because no one will have the same pregnancy, which is why, again, it's another comparative thing. It's another thing that you'll be going, oh, well, I didn't get that, or she got that. So I've spoken about before that I've been getting lightning crutch. So whenever I stand up, it's like someone's got a knife and just jabbed myself in the vagina with it. And you, so it stops you in your tracks. And you're like, what the hell is that? And that's just about a month and a half into it, I now consider as part of my normal day. I don't even think about it. It's just, oh, yeah, there we go. And then I have to carry on. I've had personal ailments with I've got plantar fasciitis in both my feet. Even in the last couple of weeks, my knees have basically started to buckle under the weight of my bump. I've sort of been, the whole entire pregnancy, I've been told continuously how huge my bump is. Like, almost every time, people going, how long have you got left? Oh my God, as if you've got that long left. Wow, that's a huge bump. And while you would never talk about other people's bodies in everyday life, you wouldn't, it's suddenly all right to say it when you're pregnant. So you do have to just sit there and nod and smile on, but actually it stings a bit to hear people say how big you are, because again, you can't control it. You're aware of how big you are. So it's completely different for everyone, but this pregnancy is taking its toll quite a bit on my body. I haven't been a bloomer, and though personally blossom and glows, it's just not happened for me, unfortunately. Even my skin, I've got skin pigmentation. So I've got these weird blotches all over my face. So it looks like I've been out, like, baking myself under the sun without sun cream on. So it's just all little things that you just don't even think about. You just think of getting a bump, but actually there's quite a few things that happen behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I think when you say, look, you know, this is something that's the dramatic changes that happen in a comparatively short period of time. So you don't have, you know, a chance to catch up with this has happened and now this is happening. But in fact, 9 months, really, when you're going through it, is a long period of time.
Yeah.
For you to have to be like, oh, we're in this for the duration. We're in it. Yeah. We're in it.
You signed up.
Yeah. And I think that what's important about having a voice like yours is to say, do you know what? It's okay to moan. It's really okay. This idea that you know, even with things like people getting up for a pregnant woman, I think they have no idea that you're standing there as you say, with your legs about to buckle under you.
Yeah.
And people don't have this idea at all.
No. And I think that's the thing with my tube journeys. Obviously, I work in West End, so I get the tube twice a day. And I would all have always offered a seat in before, but now I'm going to sit there and think, I know exactly what you're feeling right now. If you're like, even in the early stage of pregnancy, people feel sick. But later on, when you've got this bump, just standing up is effort, especially if you're carrying big. So you people just need to be so quick to jump up. But I think my biggest thing with about not moaning is because I'm 35. I've got polycystic ovaries and appearance. I don't have the syndrome, but I did generally think that conceiving for me might be a problem. And I also have some close friends who have had problems, and you feel, it's such a sad thing to see people go through. Even if people have miscarriages, it's awful, but I can't stop that making my pregnancy hard. So I'm as much as it's a terrible, terrible thing, I can't sit there and go, oh, but I'm not going to moan about this pregnancy, because I'm just so lucky to have it. I am so lucky to have it, and I don't take it for granted. However, my body is now I can't even get up the stairs without not breathing properly. I'm having to sit down. I can't roll over in bed. I went to the toilet last night 7 times. I'm up at 5:30 every morning because I can't sleep. You know, it's still a slog, it's still effort, and it's still a lot of work on your body.
I think that's really important to acknowledge that. And it's interesting, actually, that perspective of having to be careful what you say in front of people, because pregnancy, non-pregnancy, miscarriage, everyone's journey is unique.
Yeah.
And every side feels like they're on eggshells around each other, because it is such a personal journey. And yet, definitely, I feel like if it could be less of a taboo that we can all accept, and like you say, yet another time for comparison, can we get past this this kind of human tendency to compare and feel like there should be one route, or you're so lucky because of this, and if only I could, or but you wouldn't understand. No, none of us would understand, because we're all on our separate different journeys, and that doesn't mean that one is any less, any more, any less valid, any more difficult, any less difficult, any more painful or less painful. It's just, can we accept that everyone's on their unique journey?
I think if you've got empathy and consideration and human feelings, that's enough. You're always gonna feel for a person. I feel terribly for people that I've known, but at the same time, you have to look at your own journey that you're going through yourself. And it's a first time experience for me. I had no idea what to expect. It happened the first time. We were completely shocked. Changes started happening straight away, and we've just had to roll with it. But again, this is my journey, and I can't stop my journey from happening at the same time. So you just have to, I think if you've got consideration and empathy and, any sort of feelings for your friends or people that strangers, I think if you've got that, then, that's the best you can do.
Absolutely. And I'm interested in that, as you say, this is your journey. And there are symptoms, obviously, that are in common, and there are resources, and obviously antenatal groups, et cetera, that can give you some kind of idea. Is there anything that you could convey to a first-time expecting mum or a mum-to-be or a girl considering wanting to get pregnant? Is there like anything that you could say to even describe what it would be like, or is it just not possible?
Being pregnant or trying.
Yeah, being pregnant, yeah. The actual 9 months.
I think you just have to let it be. Don't try and control too much. Don't try and expect too much of yourself, of people around you. Don't expect people to understand, those who aren't pregnant, even those who are and haven't had the same journey as you. I think you've just got to go into it with an open mind. There will be tough days. There'll be days when you're really hormonal and you're crying about everything and the world's unfair. And then there'll be days when you're beside yourself with excitement about what's coming up next. And I think you just have to ride the wave. And it is a wave. The whole pregnancy is up and down the whole time. You could have a completely smooth journey, or you could have trouble from the offset. You know, I've got I got diagnosed with gestational diabetes with 4 weeks to go, and it's completely thrown the end of my pregnancy up in the air. And you know, at first I was quite upset. I felt like I'd let my body down, like I'd let the baby down, because I couldn't control what was happening. And then once you get your head into the flow of it, you're like, right, no, this is what has to happen. You pick yourself up and you carry on. And that could be for people from day one in their pregnancy. So I think that, yeah, the best thing I can say is just let it be and ride the wave.
Yeah, I think that whole idea of surrender is important to us in so many of the big challenges that we go through in life. It's the idea of, you know, you really can't control. And in that way, it's, you know, as much a kind of emotion stroke soul journey as it is a physical journey. Yeah. And it's amazing how the body does talk to us in that way, in kind of say, look, you know, the universe is bigger than you.
Yeah. And it really is.
Surrender.
Yeah.
So the big question, do you feel prepared?
Oh God, it's the biggest question. I feel like me and my partner Ben, I think we're as prepared, mentally prepared, as we can be for something we're going to have absolutely no idea of what's happening, which is essentially, we don't know until, I'm mentally prepared for labour, but I don't know what it's going to be like. I'm mentally prepared to be a mum, but I don't know what it's going to be like. And I think, you know, everyone says you can never prepare for it, you know, how much you're going to love them, how tired you're going to be. And even now I'm like, yeah, okay, but I will. But no, you won't. So I'm just trying to really hold back any expectations of myself and what I think is going to happen. I feel like we're prepared in terms of we have the nursery ready. We have the hospital bags back, the bags packed. I feel ready if I was to go into labour now, what I would need to do. I feel like we've got everything in place, but that is purely logistics. I don't think the actual bringing home of a baby or having the baby, there's no way we can prepare for it. So I'm not trying to put too much pressure on myself to do so. I'm just kind of waiting to see what happens. And I think that's all I can do.
Absolutely. And I think something that was quite poignant that came out when, you know, we did a little pre-podcast chat together, obviously, and something that you said that was really poignant was just, you know, the idea that when this is your first pregnancy, you are allowed to think or to have fears around, what if I don't enjoy motherhood? These must be thoughts that every young mother has but feels too scared to say.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think for me as well, obviously, before I got pregnant, I was obviously very heavily into doing burlesque. So that was a lot of glamour and out nights and performing. I have quite a sociable personal life. I like a drink. I like going out. And I've had these 9 months to sort of mentally step back from it all, because I've actually had to. I'm obviously going to go out drinking and stuff. But obviously when the baby comes, I'm aware of how much I'm going to love it, but I'm also having to say goodbye to Amy from before and step into a new person, which is going to be amazing. But it's also at the same time, it's like, well, what if after 2 weeks I'm like, yeah, I love this baby, this is great, but I'm really a bit like, feel a bit stuck and bored. And you know, I've started maternity leave, I'm sitting at home, and I'm already a bit like, oh, I haven't spoke to anyone yet, and it feels a bit lonely. And you know, it's a complete, it's not just, you know, I'm Amy, I'm having a baby, I'm literally saying goodbye to one life and starting a new one. And I can't say from the offset that I'm gonna find, you know, everyone says it's the most rewarding and hardest journey, but I can't imagine that everyone finds it rewarding every single day, and that there'll be times when you think, what have I signed up for here? Like, this is, and you can't say after 2 weeks, nah, I don't fancy it now, I think I'll hand it back. You have to, you know, you're in it for life. So, you know, I'm obviously hoping that it's going to be the better side, but I'm, you know, I can't control how I might feel if it's not. So I'm kind, you know, you have to keep an open mind on how you're going to feel about your life having changed forever.
I think that's, I think that's a really powerful thing, actually, that, you know, we do like as humans to label things, don't we? And like you say, you know, the pregnancy is waves of, you know, changes and transforming. And really, you know, creation of another human being. Again, it's like, there will be periods where it's difficult. There will be periods of immense, like, you know, this is both so incredible. And, you know, it reminds me of a friend of mine who actually felt, she said, I feel like I've spent sort of the first year of my child's life in a bit of a daze, feeling like, well, I'm looking after someone else's child very well. And it was really poignant that she wasn't able to fully have her bonding until after that first year. And she felt it was slightly surreal. But of course, it's that idea again that, yeah, because there is no right or wrong way. It's something that we have to feel our way through in life.
It is. And there's also a lot of pressure on it as well, because, again, some people feel that bond the second they see their baby. Sometimes they don't feel a bond at all. And, you know, that they can also be linked with depression. And some might have a gradual build up. But again, there's that social pressure on you to think, well, you see your baby, you must be in love with it. It's going to have to be perfect. And I'm like, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it might not be. So I'm kind of like, I don't want to put pressure on myself to go in with something thinking it's going to be exactly like this, because it was like this for everyone else. So you know, it would be lovely if it does go that way, but it might not. And I think you just got to be aware that you don't have to have what everyone else has gone through to happen to you. It can be different for everyone, and that there's no right or wrong way to have it. It's whatever works for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's really powerful about what you're saying is it comes from, you know, you are 35, so in that sense, you know, we do come to see our bodies in a more tolerant way the more that you, the older we get. Definitely. And we kind of, you know, as I've said before, these kind of archetypes of we're in kind of princess energy in our 20s and we're kind of graduating towards queen energy the older we get. Yeah. And there is more of a tolerance and a kind of more of an unconditional love for self, for identity and everything. But, you know, it's still a massive, massive identity transformation going through this process. So I'm just interested, you know, if you had any resources out there that you could recommend. You know, you mentioned that there was a great Instagram account, Mother Pucker, that you follow. Yeah. Are there any other great voices out there who you can recommend?
I think in terms of labour, I would, and this is just my personal experience, I think doing hypnobirthing, which I was so against, I thought it was a real hippy-dippy, like really fancy, just something I wasn't into at all. It was all positive affirmations. I thought, this is not me at all. But in terms of preparing yourself for labour, I would definitely look into like a hypnobirthing course. I've done the Positive Birth Company online course, and that is, it may or may not work when the time comes, but I definitely feel like it's got me into a really good headspace to prepare for that. In terms of pregnancy, it's like you said, on Instagram accounts, I try not to get too hung up on the Instagram accounts that paint everything to be this beautiful, wonderful experience, which is exactly why I say I like Mother Pucker. She's got so much honesty in there. She'll show it as it is. It just gives you a bit more of a real sense about it. I think Stacey Solomon's actually quite good for doing a nice balance of, you know, being positive, but also showing the tough days. And I think the other one I maybe follow, I don't know how big her account is, her name's, I think it's Jade Madden. And she'll sit there and put up her belly covered in stretch marks, say, this is, you know, 1 year postpartum and this is what it's like. And I think that's what we need to see more of. We need to see more real experiences of people's bodies that haven't sprung back in 4 weeks and they haven't sat there in their, you know, in this glorious motherhood wearing their, you know, flower crown and their wonderful lace gowns and, you know, holding their child that sleeps all the time. You know, I think you need to see it when it's shit, and sometimes it will be shit. So I think you can just scroll through Instagram, and usually what one account has sort of opens up the next few accounts by going through those followers. Yeah,
I think you hit the nail on the head there when you said it's the honesty. And I think, and that's, and you know, that's what I love with the concept of unmasking. It's like, guys, you know, yeah, can we really just have some real talk here.
Yeah.
And the honesty is, you know, it is about vulnerability and having the courage to say, look, you know, this is not all unicorns. You know, and also for other women to not feel like they've been cut loose and that they're floating somewhere in the middle of this ocean and on dry land, there's all these women having this incredible, magical, glowing experience. And they're feeling like, well, what's wrong with me? Because it's not magical for me.
No, some people generally do, but they're also way more probably women who are just your everyday woman who it is not that case for. So I'm yet to know about that side of it, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to fall into that category.
Right. And in 2 weeks, you're going to be on that journey.
We'll do an update in a year's time. And We must.
And in fact, I love that you brought up about this Jade Madden, that she's a year down the line and she hasn't sprung back. And there is this ridiculous pressure for women to suddenly, you know, be like, oh, you know, 2 weeks later, flat stomach. Well, I mean, I'm exaggerating, but it's just ridiculous.
Well, it is, and I actually, weirdly, I was watching some clips on Facebook this morning, and it was a woman who was on, I met her, Australia's Got Talent or something, and she was a pole dancer, and she was 6 months postpartum. And all they were doing was congratulating her on how good she looked 6 months postpartum. She did look good. She looked great. But it was like, it was almost like, we've got to reward you and tell you how good you are for getting your body back to what you would consider a state to get up on a pole. And it's like, but that doesn't happen for everyone else. So what, are we made to feel bad because we haven't sprung back? I'm pretty sure my stomach after this, it was never that tone to begin with. It's now covered in stretch marks. It was a hanging low big bump. There's no way on earth my stomach will go back. And I don't know what it's going to look like when it's done, but it's going to be a big change that I'm going to have to deal with. And I'm going to have to learn to grow to love a new body, because my old body will not come back. Some women it does come back for, but I don't think I'll be one of them. And there'll be no amount of diet and gym training and toning that will do that, other than surgery, which is what people sometimes feel they need to turn towards as well. So, you know, there's all those things to consider, and the pressure on you to feel like you have to look a certain way by a certain point. I just think it's silly and unrealistic for a lot of women.
Well, I also think that it's kind of imposing everyone else's idea of what your highest values need to be. And it's this idea that, you know, maybe for a lot of women, maybe, you know, they don't care. They actually really enjoying this period of, you know, spending time with a newborn, getting to know this little human that they've been growing for 9 months. And why should that be their priority, is actually getting their body back? Can they not just be allowed to sit and enjoy that period of time?
Yeah, I think some people do and some people don't. Like, some, there's way more important things in the world for me personally than having an absolutely perfect body that I can, or my version of a perfect body that I can take out and show off. For other people, that's not the case. Some people feel better when they're completely back into how they feel. But I do think, like a lot of women do, Lily Pebbles is another lady on Instagram who's recently had a baby. And she's saying, I feel like I've lost my sort of identity. I'm not used to this body. And then she feels bad about putting that message out, because it comes across as negative. But I, you know, and she's trying to be more positive by going, no, actually, I'm going to try and have a positive headspace on it. So even when you're down, you feel like you've got to be positive, and then, because otherwise you're seen as moaning. So it's really hard to try and navigate the right direction to not come across like you're moaning or being too positive or caring too much about what you look like or not caring much about, you know, it's endless, on top of trying to also navigate the way around a newborn.
Exactly. And I do think that it's really okay to acknowledge, can I just have a bit of time to get used to this?
Yeah.
I mean, they're huge changes. You know, I mean, we're not robots. isn't just this robotic thing.
And then we...
Right. And, you know, one thing you'd said to me before was, I've actually forgotten what I looked like before.
I can't even picture in my head, because a lot of people are going, oh, your pregnancy's gone so quick. And I'm like, in a way, yeah, it has gone actually really quickly. But then if someone said to me now, what did your body look like last December? I wouldn't be able to tell you. I've literally no idea. So so obviously the 9 months of changing, that is a long time, because it's so gradual as it goes on and on for months, that you all I feel like now is that I've always looked like this massive balloon that just keeps growing. So yeah.
Well, you've got, tell us, you've got
I've got, so I'm due 2 weeks tomorrow.
Amazing.
So it may be, the baby's measuring quite big. The diabetes that's kicked in may be a part of that. So it may make an earlier appearance if they feel like it's getting too big. So basically for the next 2 weeks, I'm a ticking time bomb to see what's going to happen. So I'm just trying to keep a level head and keep calm and enjoy the relaxation while I can. I'll have a massage later on to try and get things moving a bit, and hope that within the next couple of weeks we'll have some action.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, look, what I've absolutely adored is just your frankness, and you know, and also for taking time out 2 weeks before to talk to us, and just, you know, just be a, you know, a nice fresh voice who's just real talk and giving us your experience. And like you say, you know, everyone's experience is different, but it's really important to hear the voices of people who have been experiencing challenges and can actually reach out to other women and say, it's okay, you know, surrender, go with it. And I think that those words you have for mums experiencing this for the first time, and just, it is what it is, go with it, surrender. And I think that's really important. And, you know, every journey is unique. What's worked for one woman may not be the same for another, and one woman's symptoms might not be another woman's symptoms. It's all okay, allow.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that was probably, I've always sort of been known for being outspoken and maybe oversharing or what have you, but I've always thought that I want, if people, I can talk to people about what's actually going on and what it actually feels like, and not dress it up to be something that it isn't, then I think that's the best I can do whilst having this experience. So it's been really good to have the opportunity to speak to someone and get my voice out there. So thank you.
Thank you, Amy. And thank you everyone for tuning in for this episode. And I think we should check back in with Amy in 1 year's time.
Yes, definitely.
I think that would be absolutely great.
Yeah,
and in the meantime, if you all want to check out The Modern Goddess, you can find us on www.moderngoddess.uk, and also check out our Insta feed at instagram.com/moderngoddessuk. Thank you, goddesses.
Thank you.